From the number one best-selling author of Life Rescripted, you're now tuning in to the Year of Purpose podcast. I'm Zephan Moses Blacksburg.
Zephan Blacksburg here, and today I am joined by Joel Bogus. And Joel, he had a broadcasting career, and this began early in the 90s, behind the mic in traditional radio, on camera as a reporter, and in the master control room. Today, he is a number one best-selling author, a frontrunner in the world of podcasting and new media, and is one half of the broadcast team behind the creation, development, and explosive growth of Relaunch. Within 12 days, their podcast actually wound up number one in business, education, and in health, respectively, in the new and noteworthy list. His latest book, Finding Your Voice, hit the number one spot on Amazon in three categories in the same hour. Joel has mastered the art and science of how to develop and execute a podcast launch and growth plan, as well as how to mobilize listeners. His global audience has grown tenfold in just 12 months' time, and he has earned numerous podcast awards, including Best Overall and Most Inspirational Podcast. And today, he's hanging out with us for a little bit. Joel, how's it going today?
Hey, Zephan, this is going to be a blast. I've been excited about this opportunity, and I have brought my A game. So awesome. Let's go.
I'm ready to go. So your podcast is called Relaunch, and I really like the idea of the word relaunch, because in a sense, it brings this feeling of renewal or starting over. And I know that a lot of people listening into this summit are really looking for a way to start over. So I'm curious to hear just a little bit about where did the idea of relaunch come from for you and Dr. Pei, and how did that come about?
Sure. Well, I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to talk about it. And we have just been having such a good time with Relaunch. And we recently celebrated our 1 year anniversary of that show. And within probably a couple of months from today, we'll probably hit the 1 million plays mark. And for me, that is a huge number and a milestone. So we're just having fun with the Relaunch. And I think, Zephan, Relaunch has caught on and has been a flamethrower for us is because the title is so relatable to people. Relaunch. And, you know, that can be a relaunch of a professional nature, which a lot of people share. It can be a relaunch of a personal nature, which a lot of people share those relaunches as well. Or a combination of the two. And actually, when you're talking about a relaunch or a rescripting, if you will, there's a little bit of both woven in, a little bit of personal relaunch, some professional relaunch, and there might also be some emotional and some spiritual relaunching with that as well. So,
very cool. And I resonate with it because, you know, my creation of a podcast came out of a relaunch of both who I am and what I'm doing as a business owner. So I can definitely appreciate that. I'm curious to hear from you, you know, when you first got started doing this, was there something that initially prompted this change? Were there any life changes or major events that really hit you and you decided that it was time to try something different?
Sure. Well, I appreciate that as well. You know, and you've mentioned this in the intro, I have kind of a long broadcasting career. And then I left that industry in the late 90s. I did a few things between then and now. And when the opportunity came for me, Zephan, to go from broadcasting to podcasting, well, it was a no-brainer for me. And I had grown so in love with sharing my voice and just adding value to other people. I knew that I needed to not only be in the podcasting industry, but I needed to be a leader in the podcasting industry. And you're an accomplished podcaster as well, so you probably can relate with the idea of how it gets in your blood. And sometimes you just can't wait to be able to, you know, answer a listener's question or to give someone a different perspective by sharing, you know, the message that's buried deep within you. So getting into podcasting, not only was it a no-brainer based on my background and experience, but it was just something that kind of ran deep with me. Now, let me say this. Relaunch is actually not our first show And a lot of people, I forget to mention that sometimes, but Relaunch is actually our 9th show.
Wow.
And I like to share that with people, you know, in all transparency, because, you know, that's how life works, right? That's how rescripting works. You go through and you experiment with things, and then you learn lessons. You learn what you need to do more of, and then also what you need to do less of. And then you start to, you know, create a better plan. And then your next effort gets better. And then your next effort gets better. And when we decided that we wanted to create a new show with, you know, new exciting ideas, we were perfectly poised and ready to not only create a show, but to also create one that would be a game changer in the industry, and then also a game changer for the most important people, which are our listeners.
Yeah, I mean, I think that if you're really going to go all in, then why not, you know, make one of the best shows out there? I like that you said it kind of starts to run in your blood, because I found myself at a point where originally I had been scheduling my interviews the typical between like 9 and 5 during the day.
Right.
And now actually, as of last night, I was up until about 1 o'clock in the morning, because I interviewed a gentleman from Australia, Ronsley Vaz, who has the number one food podcast in Australia. And the cool thing about it was, for me, I think it was like 11:30 at night, but for him, it was 1:30 in the afternoon the next day.
Right.
And one of the greatest things about podcasts is, you know, like we're doing right now, you get to connect with people from all over the world in different time zones on different days of the week sometimes. And it's just bringing people together and sharing different messages with the world and opening them up to what's really possible.
Well, it sounds like you've already drank the Kool-Aid. So it's going to be a part of you from here on out. It just kind of gets, it seeps into your pores that way.
It sure does. And you know, I've made changes to my show to also reflect where I've gone in life because of that show. So it's just been exciting to see where that goes.
You know, on episode number 1, and you can go to relaunchshow.com/1 to hear it. But Tim Sanders was our very first guest on this particular show. And, you know, he's a world-class speaker, and he's written some incredible books. And one of the things that Tim said as he was adding in his own commentary to the Relaunch shows, he said, you know, Joel, we're always in a relaunch. And that can take a different forms, and that can look different ways to different folks. But we're really always in a relaunch. And then he kind of paused and hesitated. And he chooses his words very carefully. And he said, you know, that's a healthy thing. That's a good thing, that the relaunch continues for us, because that is a sign of growth, and also a sign of your own spiritual, emotional, and professional maturity to be growing in that way. A few shows after that, I had legendary speaker Mark Sanborn on my show, and basically Sanborn used different words, but he talked pretty much along that same theme.
Yeah. So I'd like to hear, you know, let's say somebody wants to relaunch, and
okay,
they have a message that they'd love to share with the world. And, you know, creating a number one podcast is, I'm sure you would agree, is one of the most ideal ways of sharing that message. What does this process look like? I mean, I've had people contact me and they've seen my podcast and they think they just pull out their iPhone and record a little voice memo and, you know, throw it somewhere on a website and it's done. And it's a little more complicated than that. But what does it take to relaunch and to, you know, hit the top of that list?
Well, sure. So we're talking podcasts now? Okay, fantastic. Well, the very first thing that I would recommend that anyone do is really take out their own magnifying glass and get an understanding of why they want the podcast. You know, what's their reason? And when they get clarity on that reason, that will then lead to confidence of, okay, I need to get this show out. I need to share my experiences, you know, whatever wisdom that you have or your learning experiences. And then what I recommend people do then is just create, what are your goals? What is your primary goal for doing a podcast? Is it just to add value and to just kind of be a fun hobby for you? Or is it something that you want to use it to help promote your business or to help, grow something? Or maybe you might want to create a podcast around the launch of a product or a service. You know, I'm working right now with a man you might recognize his name. His name is Michael Port. And he's a world-class speaker. He wrote a killer book out called Book Yourself Solid, which is all about attracting the right kind of clients into your business. And I joke with Michael, we're friends now, and I said, you know, Book Yourself Solid was the first business book that I actually wanted to read. And it's that good. And he has an upcoming book called Steal the Show, which is a guidebook to help people learn how to give standing ovation type performances in every presentation in their life. It's not about public speaking, but it's about, you know, being able to deliver in your podcast, in your sales presentation, on your first date, in a way that will, you know, make you memorable. The reason I brought him up is because we are developing his podcast around the launch of his book. That's why we're building a podcast. We're using it as a marketing tool and vehicle.
Very cool.
For him to bring awareness to his book. So the bigger picture, which is kind of what I started with, is really understand what your goal is. And in the example that I just gave, Michael Port's goal, it's to raise awareness and to give away content for Steal the Show.
That makes sense. And so we've determined this goal, whether it's for, assisting in the launch of a business, of a book,
right.
Maybe some people just want to share a message and have a lot of messages to share, so that's a great opportunity as well. What sort of equipment do we need to do something like this? A lot of people see us with these big fancy microphones. Sometimes you see people just doing this off of their iPhone. What does it look like as far as the setup goes and making this all come together?
Sure. It really depends on what you want to do with your podcast and, you know, also your budget. But let's just say for the sake of this discussion that we want to use our podcast as part of our business plan, our overall business plan. Then what I would recommend that you do is you just go to Amazon the best place to go and just buy an inexpensive mic. Now, I'm talking into a Heil PR40, which is kind of a higher end on the microphone scale, but that doesn't necessarily mean that you have to start with this particular microphone. I also have in my gear bag some ATR microphones too, which, you know, are a little bit more affordable than this. And so you can start there. If you can't quite make the ATRs happen, you can buy, you know, something that fits you. And so you want to get a microphone or two, depending on if you want to have that microphone too available. I personally have a co-host, that's my wife. So yeah, two microphones are a necessity for our show. But you don't necessarily need one. And then you want to have, what we do is we record in from the microphone. It goes into a mixer. A mixer is one of those things, if you've been to a nightclub, it's that thing that's under the spotlight that has a bunch of slides that go up and down and side and sideways. And you want to have a mixer. And then my sound goes from my mixer into a little digital audio recorder. And if you're an old guy like me, there used to be a miniature cassette recorders out. They weren't cassettes, but they were miniature cassettes. And they were about as big as, a pack of cigarettes maybe. And it would digitally record your sound. And then if you're interviewing somebody, the guest's sound. And then you would upload that into your computer and edit it using free software like Audacity, or if you want to purchase software to use, there's Adobe Audition, and we use Adobe Audition 2.0.
Okay. Very nice. And so I've got a sound mixer too. I've got a very similar setup. I didn't spring for the super expensive mic, but this one's about $150. This is one of the, I think it's, this is the Audio Technica, so it's pretty solid here.
And okay, so you've got an ATR. Yeah, that's
yeah,
what
yeah,
ATR stands for.
So we have one of the ATRs. And it's very nice. The sound quality is great. And once you've gotten this file on your computer, you use, you know, a company like Libsyn or Podbean or SoundCloud to host this file.
Those are audio hosts. You'll definitely need an audio host to upload your audio to.
And so those typically create your RSS feed, which is the thing that iTunes reads to make all of your episodes show up in the podcast library in iTunes. Mm-hmm. And so once you've got that going, a lot of people start to ask this question about what is this new and noteworthy list thing and why would it be great if I could get my show onto it?
Right.
And, you know, everyone wants to know if there's a magic recipe.
Right. And you know what, Zevin, there actually is. And when we decided to relaunch, we decided to do a new show, I had one goal. Remember how I talked about how it's important to have a goal in mind before when you start your show? Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, my goal was to be number one in all three of my categories in the new and noteworthy classification. And the reason that I had this goal, and actually this is what I'm going to be talking about at Podcast Movement 15, so I'm thrilled that you're going to be at the event. But my goal was, I already mentioned that. And I knew that hitting number one would be a huge door opener for me. And it would really pave the way for what I want to do with our speaking, with our coaching, and also with our consulting. So we put together an action plan that involved a lot of social media, that involved getting people on board as a launch team. You know, you can picture a launch team as being a group of 25, 50, 75, or 100 people kind of all gathered behind you, pushing you forward. And that launch team will help propel you to get to your number one. And then also consistency. So three things I've mentioned there. There was social media, launch team, and then the consistency of your show. And here's what happened, Zephan. Within 12 days, and you mentioned this in the interview, within 12 days, we hit our very first number one. And then a few days later, we hit our second, and then our third, and so forth and so on. And it carried on for a full 2 months. And here's what happened. After we hit our very first number one, got a phone call. It was Jared Easley. And if you don't recognize Jared's name, he is actually one of the two organizers of a podcast movement. And Jared said, "Hey, Joel, congratulations on hitting number one. You know, you're crushing it in your launch. We would love to have you come and be a part of a podcast movement 2014. And you and Dr. Pei can come and you know, get on the stage and be panelists and, you know, have that kind of exposure." Huge game changer for us. So of course we did that, and that was just so much fun. Now we're coming up on Podcast Movement 2015, and Jared and Dan Franks is the other organizer, has invited us back to Podcast Movement. And while in the first event, the first time we were there, we were on stage as panelists and given a 45-minute window along with a group of other people. Well, this time, Zephan, we are actually going to be leading a 6-hour workshop on the very first day of the whole event. So what that means is so many of those people are going to be able to meet Dr. Pei and myself on that very first day. So that right there is an honor and a blessing for us. But I tell that story to come back to the new and noteworthy introduction that you kind of brought up. Does it make a difference how you place in new and noteworthy? For me, absolutely. It did.
Yeah, it's something that I had been researching, you know, before launching my show. It's something that I found to be pretty important just in that original organic boost of, you know, gaining an audience, because surprisingly, it's not that hard to gain an audience of people around the world with a podcast if you hit that list. And as, you know, you're living proof, it looks like whether or not you're an expert in podcasting alone, even if you just have a very successful podcast about any topic, it sounds like it really led you to a lot of great opportunities, you know, starting with Podcast Movement 2014 and leading into this year. And I'm excited because I get to attend this year, and I've talked to you a couple times virtually, and I've never actually gotten to shake your hand or say thank you or buy you a coffee. So I'll actually get that opportunity to do that next week.
This is going to be fun. We're going to be meeting so many people for the first time. And so I guess there'll be two places that you can find me at Podcast Movement. Number one, it'll be in line and at Starbucks with another another new person that we've met for the first time, or in the line for the bathroom.
There is nothing wrong with that. I've got actually a really cool free gift for you when we get there.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, we're giving out, just for everyone listening in, we have these really cool podcast things where, you know how everyone throws their earbuds in their bag and they just bundle them up and they get all tangled? I actually have really cool earbud wrappers, so when I see you there, I'll be sure to give you one of those.
Cool.
Got about 150 I'm bringing with me.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice. How long have you been doing your show, by the way?
Started on January 27th, went live, and within 72 hours hit the new and noteworthy list.
Awesome.
So it's been just about 6 months as of this upcoming Sunday.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Hitting number one, placing well in new and noteworthy is just like anything else. It is what you make of it. And, you know, depending on who you ask, you'll hear different stories and versions of, is it important? Is it not important? And it just really depends on what you're trying to do with your show, and also the leverage that you give to it. And if you want to give it leverage, you don't necessarily have to, but we did. And when I'm able to email out an invitation to be on my show, or an invitation to have me on their show or as a speaker, or, you know, whatever, you know, I'm able to attach that artwork that has, you know, number one, number one, number one. And that right there is a door opener, or has been for us. So do you absolutely have to, you know, place well or number one in new and noteworthy to make your podcast successful? No. I just can share with people that, you know what, that's what we chose to do, and it has been the game changer.
Yeah, I mean, I would say no matter what, it definitely gives you a big boost, a big help. You know, some people take the route of saying, well, you know, as long as you're making good content and putting it out there consistently, you don't have to. So there are many, you know, trains of thought, but I think that, you know, it's a great opportunity, and if everyone has the chance, then you might as well take advantage of being able to get there. And so it's pretty exciting. I have a question for you. So
sure, yeah.
For people listening in, you know, they're listening about a podcast. I'm sure many of them haven't started one or been on one yet. Mm-hmm. Do you see podcasting as a possibility for the foundation of a new business? If they are relaunching and creating their own business, could a podcast be one of the first steps in making a new business?
Absolutely. You know, regardless of what your business is, or what it's going to be, it all comes down to relationships. And relationships come from people. So, you know, we're not in a B to C or a B to B environment anymore. We're now in a P to P environment. It's person to person, regardless of if they're representing a huge corporation or if it's a solopreneur, you know, like you, like me. And so regardless of what your business is going to be, you're going to need an audience there, and you're going to need to connect with that audience. And a podcast is one of the most cost-effective and quickest ways to do it. I mean, you're sitting in your studio, recording a show across the country, sitting at my studio in my home, you know, recording my show, and we're able to, you know, through the power of the internet and some manageable technology, able to touch people in Asia, in Canada, in, you know, Africa, farthest reaches that we can. So it's a great way to fill your stadium full of people. You can't sell anything to anyone until there's people in that stadium.
Yeah, no, that makes perfect sense. I mean, and I think that if you can solve a major problem that's out there, it's even better, because you're now building the stadium up and you're giving people actionable content to work off of.
Okay, now I've got to jump in on this. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're talking about solving a problem, and that is another thing that I recommend that my podcasting students really understand is, okay, what problem are you solving? Here's what I mean by that. A lot of times, and you might have seen comments like this on social media, where people talk about, well, when people are searching through podcasts to listen to, you know, I want them to be sure and, you know, see mine or see my artwork or whatever. And while that's said with good intentions, and, you know, that's really people that are wanting to learn about how they can make their podcast work. People don't search for podcasts. People search for answers to solutions to their problems. So if you know what problem you solve, that's going to put you in that's going to take you from a category of many, which is what we have right now in this content heavy world, and put you in a category of one, which is where you need to be as an entrepreneur. Again, category in a category of one. And if people can understand that I help blank, you know, 45-year-old divorced women or college graduates, I help blank 65-year-old government retirees, you know, whomever your audience is, I help blank do blank. Launch a business, get online, create a podcast. If people can really understand who you help and what you help them do or the problem you help them solve, then that's going to put you light years ahead of other people that have already flooded the market.
Yeah.
That makes sense how I said that?
Oh, yeah. I think that makes perfect sense. I mean, I originally started my podcast because I was finding the problem of, you know, I'm 25. I've been out of college for 5 years now. I've worked in the small business world. I've worked in the corporate world. Never had I worked for myself until I left my full-time job with Apple back in 2013. And when I left, I started my own company. And I did what I thought I was supposed to do. I worked my butt off and, you know, lost a couple friends because I stopped enjoying life and having fun and enjoying the reward of working for myself, despite having increased freedom, increased time, and increased income. And so my podcast started out of having this problem of being a burnout, whether or not you were in the corporate world or working for yourself. And people who were, you know, somewhere around the ages of 25 to 35, who didn't really know what was next in life, who had been working so hard and kind of forgot about their why and lost their meaning of what they were doing. So I completely resonate with that. I think that you absolutely should be trying to solve a problem or at least easing someone's pain when it comes to, you know, your podcast why.
Well, because Effin, here's the deal. People buy outcomes. They buy the outcome that you're going to give them. So if you're a personal trainer and then you're promising your clients that, you know what, I'm going to help you lose 25 pounds in 4 months or whatever the appropriate timeline is for that, that's what people are buying. They're buying two things. They're buying the outcome that you promised them, and they're buying you. They're not buying the product. And that's another thing that I really try to help entrepreneurs understand. They're not buying the product, the widget, you know, or the service, because there are a lot of health coaches out there, just sticking with that example.
Sure.
of a personal trainer. There's a lot of health coaches out there. There's a lot of supplements out there. There's a lot of different plans that you can get on. But a person that is in the market for wanting to, you know, get in shape or lose weight, they're going to buy the outcome that you promised them and your personality. They need to connect with you in some way. And these days, it's usually of a deep emotional way, which podcasting is perfect for that, because you get a chance to share your hurts, your habits, your hang-ups, you know, the things that you used to struggle with, or that you're, you know, still struggling with. And that's where the connection comes in. It's a little bit scary for people that are kind of not used to thinking about, gosh, I've got to tell that, or gosh, I could never tell people that. So I can completely relate, because there's, you know, plenty of things that I did earlier in life that I'm not real proud of. But when you allow yourself to be in a vulnerable position, that's what changes the game for a lot of entrepreneurs. Because when you come right down to it, I said it earlier, we're all in a P2P environment, person to person.
Yeah, I think one of the best ways to see that in action is, you know, we've got this company that makes iPhones out here. And if you look at their commercials, they're never saying, oh, you have this 10 megapixel camera, or oh, you've got this 5-inch screen in the commercial. The commercials are all, you know, the grandson gets to FaceTime video chat with his grandfather halfway across the world. So,
right.
You know, that's the best way to see that all in action. This has been a great conversation. I'd love to round things up. What advice do you have for anyone just interested in podcasting, thinking that it could be a good option for them, either in a new business venture or in, you know, assisting in their current business? You know, what's kind of like your last words to leave people with?
Stefan, go ahead and push pause for a second, because I've got a document and I kind of want to reference that. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Fantastic. How many more interviews do you have today?
I've got two more today.
Okay, cool.
But we're not back to back, so I've got plenty
of time. Okay, good. I was just going to say, I'm not keeping you.
No, I've got a good like hour and a half block right now.
Oh, good. Okay, I'm going to email this to you, but I'm going to talk about it as well.
Okay, cool.
Okay. All right, you can push record again. And do you just want me to pick up?
Yep. All set.
Okay. Tell me when.
And good to go.
Yeah, that's a great question. Really appreciate you asking that. The first thing that I recommend is that people and podcasters don't accidentally or quietly launch their podcast. And, you know, that's a challenge for some people. You might have heard a person say something like, well, I'm just going to have a soft launch and see how it goes. And, you know, that's just something that if you want to use your podcast as part of your business, that you need to just grow out of. You don't accidentally or quietly release your podcast. Set your goals for your show. Using that example from Michael Port earlier, the goal for his show was to build awareness and need, desire for his book. Also, you know, have an understanding of what you're trying to accomplish. You know, am I trying to fill the stadium, build my audience? Am I trying to sell books? Am I trying to get people to a particular live event? Have a goal for your podcast. Also, have a runway. Give yourself enough preparation before you launch your show. Kind of dovetails into, you know, the accidental launch. What we did, Zephan, we probably gave ourselves about a 2 to 3 month ramp, a buildup, before we actually launched Relaunch. And that's a good space of time right there to give yourself as a runway. And lastly, I would say build in a system that will generate three things that you will need if you're wanting to place well in New and Noteworthy. And those are subscribers, people that rate your show, and people that review your show. That's one of the things that we did, because I knew that those three ingredients were difference makers in the iTunes algorithm, mm-hmm. and how it picked up my show. I'm sure there's many other things that I don't know about that are, you know, kind of buried in that algorithm, but those are the three that I know about. Again, it's subscribers, ratings, reviews. Build in a system, and there is absolutely a way to do that so that people will be compelled to subscribe, rate, and review your show. And today, I think we probably have, 260 reviews, and those are the stars 1 through 5, 265 star reviews. And I think we have about 200 and something written reviews where people actually, you know, write something about our show. And that is a tremendous blessing. But it was part of the plan that we were able to pull off and execute during the launch process and even moving forward.
That's awesome. So, Joel, it's been great speaking with you today. I know that, you know, you're speaking at Podcast Movement. You're giving a lot of information out on the process of all this. Where can people find information about Relaunch? Do you have any good resources online that people should be checking out?
I do, and thank you for asking. RelaunchShow.com, Zephan, is the best place to go. Again, RelaunchShow.com. That's where all of our shows are parked, along with some free training. And there's a page on there. I'll give this URL as well. It's relaunchshow.com/resources. Again, relaunchshow.com/resources. And on that page, you will find many of the online tools that Dr. Pei and I have used or that we're currently using in our online business.
Very cool. So definitely check out all of those resources online. I know that this particular interview will be launching after Podcast Movement, but for those interested, you should definitely be joining us, you know, in the Facebook groups and checking it out for next year, and checking out the Relaunch Show on the iTunes Podcast Store.
Thank you very much. It's been a blast. Thanks for having me on, Zephan.
All right. Thanks, Joel. I'll talk to you soon.
Hey, everyone. It's Zeph. Did you like this episode? Be sure to subscribe so that you can tune in next week and tell a friend about the show. If you want access to free training and exclusive interviews on success, happiness, lifestyle design, and adventure, visit me at yearofpurpose.com. Until next time, go out and let life surprise you so that you can live a life rescripted.